This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 6 after, around the globe, wherever you are. Our next guest is no stranger to the political fight and legal fight that we got going on in Washington, draining the swamp. We're going to ask him about that. Larry Klayman, he's the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He's also the writer of a couple books, Fatal Neglect and Whores, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment, and his new book, Whores, I guess fitting title for most people, is now on sale on WorldNetDaily.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, etc., all major stores and booksellers about our political climate. He's a frequent commentator on television across the board. He's also credited, I didn't know this, for being the inspiration for a Tea Party movement, for the Tea Party movement. Very good to have him on. Larry Klayman, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for that very nice introduction.
Well, thank you for being here. This is a real pleasure, a real treat. Obviously, the political climate needs somebody with your brain and your, what have you, your expertise. From your position as a very high-powered lawyer in Washington, knows the ins and outs. Tell us a little bit about the FISA memo that came out. What does it mean from your perspective?
It means that our intelligence communities and the FBI have been totally corrupted. It's become not just a deep state. It's become an alternative government, more powerful than any president of the United States. And, of course, under Obama, he was working with them. In particular, it appears today to destroy Trump, people around Trump, and it seems to be working. And that's why we need a very strong, I know we're going to talk about this, special counsel appointed, somebody who's not part of the establishment, somebody who's not part of the Washington, D.C. crowd, the swamp, because if they don't get somebody in there like that, they will prosecute James Comey, prosecute Mueller for the illegal leaks from his grand jury investigations, prosecute individuals at the intelligence agencies like John Brennan, who was director of the CIA under Obama, James Clapper, who was director of National Intelligence, all of whom violated our law, our Fourth Amendment rights to reasonable searches and seizures to be prevented, then we don't have a country anymore. So we're in a crisis situation right now, and this FISA memo shows that. It was a setup by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats with this false information provided to the judge, and we don't know who the judge was yet. I have an inkling who it was, but that judge, frankly, should wind up prosecuted as well. I have a feeling that it's an Obama appointee. I think his name is probably Rudolph Contreras. He's the one who recused himself from the Flynn investigation, initially the plea agreement, and he's in big trouble as well. I don't know that for a fact, but I think it's probably.
Is there any chance, looking at this, that this is just a partisan memo? This is just the Republicans trying to, as they say, take shade away from the Russia investigation, what have you? From your experience, what you've seen, is this really as bad as you say?
No, it is as bad. And as you know, twice in the last 4 or 5 years, I brought lawsuits and I got a court to rule, a very good judge, Judge Richard Leon, in the District of Columbia Federal Court, that this mass surveillance on people, and we see what happened with Trump, happened with the associates of Trump. We know from a whistleblower that I represent, Dennis Montgomery, that Supreme Court justices are being surveilled, judges, prominent businessmen like Trump, there's truly others. We live in an Orwellian state. That's what the judge held. And that's why you see such inaction in Washington. Basically, kabuki theater is that, they turn stuff over. If you're conservative, you get on Fox News. If you're liberal, you get on CNN. And you can use that to raise money to get reelected and also to be reelected. But no real action comes. And that's why I've suggested, if I may, that I should be appointed special counsel, because I will risk all this country. You know that. You've said that. People know that. And we need to investigate and bring prosecutions against Mueller for violating grand jury secrecy rules, against Comey for leaking information, against Obama, against Clinton. We have a lot to clean up here. We have a broken justice system. So if people want to sign our petition in support of the cause, we need the contributions as well to ramp up. They can go to freedomwatchusa.org. freedomwatchusa.org, and thank you for the kind invitation to be on your show. I was also on InfoWars last Friday. You can check out what I said there. It's on our website, freedomwatchusa.org.
FreedomWatchUSA.org is the website, and we're going to get in more detail about this special counsel, what could be done, because, you know, draining the swamp seems like some kind of, you know, the 12 tasks of Hercules or something to get done, but there is a way that this can happen. Let me go back before we get to there. Let's talk about the Mueller investigation. Why in the world did we even have Mueller? Why did Trump allow this to happen? Did Sessions drop the ball? I mean, is this all a setup? And where are we with the Mueller investigation right now? What's your feelings there?
First of all, Trump is not responsible for this, but Jeff Sessions is. And he's a very nice man. I know Jeff Sessions, but unfortunately he doesn't have the guts to be Attorney General. He should step down. He himself is under investigation by Mueller for alleged lying to Congress over whether he met with Russian ambassadors, over whether he helped Trump fire Comey for obstruction of justice. Now, it's all nonsense. It's all trumped up, no pun intended. But that's why he's being so reflexive, because he feels that if he presses too hard, that he might wind up getting indicted, or at least impeached. And therefore, he abdicated his responsibility to this guy, Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, who is an Obama holder, former U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. And this guy's an establishment preacher. He's scared of his shadow. So to get the monkey off his back, he appointed Mueller to do a job that the Justice Department could have done. And if it had been kept in-house, it would have been over by now. Just yesterday, I was quoted in Politico magazine. It's a left-leaning magazine here in Washington. I'm recommending that Trump be pardon everybody, including himself. It's time to put people out of their misery, wasting taxpayer money. And one thing I love about this president, you know, there's no president Reagan that I've really been very fond of. But this guy will go the distance. He may have coarse language. You know, he may do some things sometimes that aren't socially acceptable to most people. But you know what? His heart is in the right place. He's not afraid. And he needs to follow his instincts. And frankly, he should pardon everybody at this point, whether it's General Flynn, who's been persecuted and harassed, even Manafort. I don't know whether Manafort's innocent or guilty, but Mueller had no authority to indict him. That was not his mandate. It's just basically to try to squeeze him to testify against Trump. The whole thing is a charade. It's wasting taxpayer money. And, you know, my last thought is when people say you're a man of integrity in Washington, which they say about Mueller, look out, because that's the establishment talking about themselves, and the establishment's driven us into the ground.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. We had a former congressman on that says, you know, this is quite a few months ago. He said, Mueller's above reproach. Oh, really? Above reproach? You know, he's the one that covered up the uranium one and the what have you, whatever. Let me ask you this about Trump, since you brought Trump up. How tense are, you know, Rod Rosenstein, he signed one of those FISA warrants, Comey did. I mean, how tight are their sphincter muscles right now? Are they pretty scared?
But they're scared, but they're not scared, because they're part of the Washington establishment, protects each other. It's like the National Football League, the American Conference, you know, being the Democrats, the National Conference being the Republicans. In the end, they protect each other, because you go to Washington, D.C., you'll see these cranes all over the city. There's no recession here. There never has been a recession. It continues to grow like a behemoth. It's huge, and there's so much money here flowing in every direction that's their modus operandi, power and money. The Democrats and Republicans, they play the game. They deceive the American people, and in the end, the country suffers, and that's why Trump was elected, because he was elected to break up that game, to get rid of the money changers in the temple, to restore the shining city from the tarnished city. And that's frankly why I love the guy. And he's got to take strong action. And I'm doing whatever I can to try to save this presidency. And that's why I want to be special counsel. And that's why I'm recommending that he name me, if I may advertise that again, freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. We've got 17,000 people signing. If we get 100,000 people, maybe they might appoint a Larry Klayman. Because I'll tell you something, I'd bring the indictment. I bring the prosecutions. I convict these people, and I throw Bill and Hill in the same prison cell, which would be the worst punishment of all. Let them live with each other for the rest of their lives.
You're making me about fall out of my chair. That's pretty funny. Let's talk about that. You can bring it up as many times as you want. I mean, we're all for this. FreedomWatchUSA.org. Sign this petition, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about, we got about 3 minutes before our break here. Talk about what does it mean to get a special counsel for this? What exactly are you getting it for? What's the procedure here? Is Trump, you're talking about Trump doing this, Sessions, or what? Give us the background.
Well, first of all, these special counsels have all the powers of the Justice Department behind you, but not to be the Justice Department. 97% of the lawyers in the Justice Department voted for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and contributed to their campaign. That's the leftist deep state. I'm an alumnus. I know. So I would be independent, but I'd have all the power. And that's the difference between Freedom Watch. I can bring civil cases. Sometimes they turn criminals. I can catch people lying for criminal contempt. And I've done that. But I would have the power to bring prosecutions and to try cases in court. I'm a trial lawyer of 40 years. And I would not be subject to much, if any, oversight as long as I obeyed Department of Justice policies and the law. And if I was made special counsel, heads would roll. Because there are plenty of heads that need to be rolling here. And when I started Judicial Watch years ago, I now run Freedom Watch, of course, that was my idea. People said, Larry, why are you suing the president? I said, well, it costs as much money to sue the president as it does to bring a banana peel case if somebody slipped and fell in the supermarket. So I might as well start at the top. And if we can make some examples of these elites who are always above the law in our dual system of justice, as President Trump has pointed out, too, and we might be able to restore our system of justice, which has, frankly, become a cesspool. It's just, I'm a lawyer, and I'll tell you something. I'm disgraced by the justice system. It doesn't exist. And look at Israel. They're about ready to indict a prime minister. Now, we've never done that. And now they're trying to indict the wrong guy, Trump. He didn't do anything wrong. But you've had Clinton, you've had Obama, you've had others. They've walked off scot-free. It's time that they be held accountable.
This is a pretty dangerous job that you're applying for here. Dangerous in the sense that you're going up against a lot of momentum, a lot of power, a lot of people who don't want to give up power. It's always a constant struggle between the conglomeration and the government and the people. Who's going to maintain the power? What are the odds that a special counsel to investigate this will be appointed? We got 30 seconds for the break.
I think the odds are good if I can get 100,000 to 200,000 signatures. President Trump does some of these things. I'm sending him the signatures. So if you go on our website at freedomwatchusa.org, not just sign the petition, put some comments there. You know, we'll send you our updates and everything because no one else will know your email address or your address and give it to us. But see what people are saying. They're not, they're
okay.
Really well
hold that thought.
And I think that's
hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're talking to Freeman of Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. He wants you to sign a petition. I want you to sign a petition, please. And again, share this and get this out. He's got 17,000 signatures. We want to force the issue, the people. The people have all the power. I mean, when we realize that, this whole thing will be over, and we'll be free again in so many ways. But we don't realize we have the power anyway. It's another story. We're talking about draining the swamp. Let me ask you this before we get down this. We've got a short segment here. How much peril is Trump really in? How many eggshells is he really walking on? Because it's kind of, we're seeing this from a distance. Your perception of it.
We don't know, but I take it very seriously, and I see a lot of peril here because it's not just the Democrats, not just the far left, run by George Soros and Obama. He has an $8 million mansion not far from where I'm sitting right now. So he's got like a war room. But it's also the Republican establishment that wants to stick knives in the president's back, because there's some of them who would like to run for president in 2020, in just a few years. You've got, Lindsey Graham, got Marco Rubio, got others who, we've got Kasich, the governor of Ohio. So he's getting it from all sides, and he's getting it from the media, and God knows where else he may get it. I pray for him. Because I really do believe, and I'm not someone who easily, falls in love with a politician or whatever, but he's not a politician. And he's what we need. We need to take the country apart. He's the first president I've ever had say, and I've been, like I said, a lawyer for 40 years. I've been in the courts during that time. The first lawyer to talk about judges and to explain how they're politically corrupted, many of them. You'll never hear Bush say that, George Senior or W. You won't hear anybody say that, but he tells it like it is. It's true. And we need better judges. We need people that aren't political. And frankly, the fact that he had a TV show and said, you're fired, we need more people fired. I'm not worried that he has a large turnover in the White House. If you don't succeed with the right person, get the right person in there. Just don't have people in there to occupy space. So if we don't,
should he get rid of Jeff Sessions?
Oh yeah, I think Jeff Sessions should step down. You know, he should do the right thing. He's a Southern gentleman. You know, I'm a quasi-Southerner myself. I went to Duke University in Emory. And he's a very polite, nice guy. He should do the right thing and step down. If you can't do the job, if you can't dance when you get up on the dance floor, sit down. And he's not dancing. And right now, his president's being eaten up alive. And that's why if I'm special counsel, I'll be the equivalent of Jeff Sessions. He won't need Jeff Sessions. He can go there and twiddle his thumbs or do whatever he wants to do. He can deal with sanctuary cities. That's good. He did some good stuff there. But he won't take on the hard stuff, such as prosecuting the Clintons, prosecuting Obama, prosecuting George Soros, prosecuting radical black activists such as Black Lives Matter, radical Muslims. He won't do any of that because he wants to keep his job and he's worried that he's going to be impeached because he's enmeshed in the Mueller investigation itself.
So he's compromised and has stuff on him, and he's afraid that it's going to be brought out if he pushes too hard, basically.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't think they have any stuff on him, but he's weak-kneed. He's the establishment, and he wants to go to the Georgetown soirees. I'm sitting in Georgetown right now, talking to you. You know, he wants to be part of the club here, and I don't want to be part of any club that would make me a member of that club. Because that club is corrupt, and that club represents itself, not the American people.
Let me ask you about Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about Mitt Romney, because before the election, you know, Mitt Romney is one of the first just Republican establishment that just stuck a knife right in Trump's back. And now we have Trump supporting Romney, burying the hatchet or what have you. What do you make of that relationship? Because I just don't like him.
Well, this is the thing I agree with, is that Trump sometimes takes advice from people. They twist his arm. They got to be nice to Romney. He'll be nice to you. Romney wants his job. So, you know, Romney gets elected, and in 2 years after that, he'll be running against him for president, sticking a knife in his back. He'll be a Brutus. And the president's being, unfortunately, getting bad advice. He's being nice. He should be himself. He doesn't like Romney. In fact, they hate each other. And, you know, you can't put lipstick on a pig. That's what this is. You can't make Romney.
We got a break
not,
here.
And Trump shouldn't be anything that he's not.
How does that beg the question? We got about 20 seconds. Does that beg the question? Is Trump, is he being co-opted into the swamp? Was he always part of the swamp? And this is kind of a ruse, or he's just kind of playing the game?
Well, I think the poor guy, he's not a poor guy, obviously, he's quite rich. He's got so many problems, being hit from so many sides, that probably someone comes in and says, support Romney, it's nice to be nice if you could image here with the Republican establishment. But he's got to be himself. And when he's done that with Paul Ryan and with others, they've stabbed him in the back.
Gotta go. Be right back.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are talking to Larry Klayman from Freedom Watch. FreedomWatchUSA.org. And we want to ask everybody to not only themselves sign the petition, be aggressive, find somebody like you, replicate yourself. That's what we've been discussing. Replicate your power. Find somebody else to sign this petition. Let's get the 100,000 that we need. Let's make it a 250,000 of people, the American people, their will, that they want Larry Klayman on the job. They want him on the wall to do this. Larry, let me ask you, do you know Trump personally? Have you met him before?
Met who? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Trump, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I shook his hand once. I haven't had a substantive conversation with him. I look forward to that someday. But
yeah,
I sent him my stuff, and I see it coming out of the White House. I have various ways that I can, I know the people in and around him, Kellyanne Conway, Steve Miller, Mike Huckabee, and we have ways to get the information to him. But I look forward to meeting him, and I think if we get enough people to sign the petition, that will happen.
All right, let's assume that you are appointed tomorrow. Let's pray for that, and let's say it happens. Where do you start? Where do you tackle this whole behemoth here? Where do you go?
Well, we immediately impanel a grand jury, and that grand jury will be comprised of 18 people, and then we'll have subpoena power, and we will gather the evidence. Now, the evidence is out there. It's going to be pretty simple to amass the information we need for Uranium One, the Fusion GPS, for what went on at the Clinton Foundation with regard to the bribery, and it's a number of different things. And we can bring a RICO criminal prosecution, which can reach back 10 years. We're not just limited to what happened, you know, just in the last few years. And there's this huge web of defendants that are wrapped up in this, whether it's, like I said, President Obama himself, the National Security Advisor, the UN Ambassador, whether it's Soros has been funding this kind of activity, whether it's James Clapper of DNA, DNI, Director of National Intelligence, John Brennan, others. You know, they all need to be brought to justice here, and of course, Mueller himself, because it's illegal to leak grand jury information. He's been doing that every day, because his theme is that whether he brings indictments and gets convictions or not, he's going to destroy people in terms of their reputation before they even get a fair trial. And that's what's really criminal about this thing. So Mueller himself should be indicted and, frankly, prosecuted for what's been going on. And, of course, we know he has these very left-wing prosecutors like Andrew Weissman who have gotten into trouble before. It's nothing long in taking on judges. I do it myself. But this guy's done some really illegal stuff in the past, and they need to be held accountable.
Let me ask you about George Soros. George Soros has several warrants that I know of in countries throughout the world. How is he walking around free?
I don't know. You know, I'm of Jewish origin myself, so I don't mean this in an anti-Semitic way. I'm a Jewish Christian. I believe in Jesus, and I'm very proud of my Jewish heritage. But George Soros is a self-hating Jew Nazi collaborator who actually took property away from Jewish people going to the ovens and gas chambers in World War II. I don't know how this guy has any credibility at all. He's a war criminal. And he's funding all of this ultra-left-wing stuff that is trying to destroy this country, deconstruct it, and bring it back to a socialist, if not communist, world image. Certainly a fascist. He's a fascist. So, yes, I would have him in my sights, too, as special counsel. In effect, what I would be is the Justice Department with teeth. And that's why I want people to sign the petition.
Well, I'm going to sign it. FreedomWatchUSA.org. I mean, this is such a daunting thing. Do you, in your heart of hearts, do you think that America has turned a corner and is going to be able to throw off the shackles of this shadow government that has taken our republic?
Well, here's what I'm trying to avoid. I think that, frankly, we're headed for revolution if we don't. It was Thomas Jefferson who predicted a revolution every other generation. He even said we would likely spill blood. I don't want to do that. I'm trying to avoid that. But I think that if we don't have a strong special counsel right now, this time in history, that we're headed for, frankly, a bloodbath, ultimately. Because the people are starting to get educated. I don't advocate violence. Nobody on our website advocates violence. We want to do it legally. But people are becoming more and more educated as to how corrupt Washington, D.C. is and how corrupt the country is when it comes even to our legal system. The judges in this country, it's unbelievable. You know, they're our most important public servants in principle, but I would say 90% of them are a bunch of political hacks. They got there, federal judges in particular, they got there because, you know, they knew a senator or they had their law firm contribute to that senator or the president. We don't get the best and the brightest. Some are. I mean, in my career, maybe I've been in front of five that I think should have been federal judges. The rest of them, perhaps. And that's because I see what they do in the political world. President Trump has not won one case at the lower court level because 90% of these judges are leftists that were put in by Obama and Clinton. They don't believe in the Constitution, much less the rule of law. And that's what we're dealing with today. And I'll tell you, there are conservative judges, too, who play it safe, who, you know, don't want to rule because it'll affect their chances for a higher appointment. And that's what we've got. It's without a justice system, without judges who have courage, without a justice department that will do its job, this country's in a lot of trouble. I mean, just think of Bill and Hillary Clinton walking around for all these years after all the crimes they've committed, laughing at the American people. You can't touch us. You're above the law. And in fact, as of today, they are. And that's why we need to bring them down legally. And we need to make an example of these people. And the American people have been deluded into thinking we have a Cadillac of the legal system. What we have are drunken drivers at the wheel with these judges. But if I'm special counsel, I will bring the indictments, and they'll be in front of juries. I don't care what judge it is, and we'll get convictions. So, you know, that's why I'm pushing so hard.
Drunken, you're pretty funny, Larry. I mean, this isn't a funny thing, and I'm sorry for laughing, but you're pretty funny. Let me ask you this.
Well, you know, I've done some stand-up. On this show. You got to kind of let the steam off every. Haven't done it.
Yeah, I get it. This show has been very aggressive about the Bill of Rights. We've asked everybody who listens to put a Bill of Rights on the refrigerator. We've been disconnected from our heritage, from that unbelievable document. I'm going to ask you two questions. One, how unique is the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, especially in world history? What does it mean to you? And two, how close is it to being just completely disintegrated?
Well, we have a piece of paper, but that's about all we've got. And the Bill of Rights obviously is very important. The Constitution is important. The Declaration of Independence, which, you know, is my favorite document, is super important. I mean, we created the concept of freedom and liberty in the modern world. And now the irony is that there are some places in the world that have more freedom and liberty than we do. And it's been eroding and eroding and eroding. And it's not just the Bill of Rights. It's also our ethics and morality. It was John Adams who said, without ethics, morality, and religion, it doesn't matter how many times you change your government, you will not have a lasting liberty. And that's what Jefferson was talking about, too. It's only as good as the people. And the people now have become corrupted. You can see that in the Bible. You can see that in Isaiah. You know, where God calls upon the lawyers, counselors, and the judges to restore the tarnished city, the shining city that Reagan used to talk about, the shining city on the hill. He took that from Isaiah. And that's what we need to do. And the only way you do that is, I'm talking figuratively, is to take these corrupt politicians and judges, you take them to the guillotines, okay, and you make an example of them, and you figuratively, not actually, but legally, chop their heads off, because that's the only way you're going to bring the society back. You know, I don't want a revolution. I don't want a blood revolution. But we're going to have a French Revolution again. By the way, Jefferson was one of the framers of that. Unless we clean up the rank corruption in Washington, D.C. and around the country.
We have about a minute before this break, and then we have one segment left with you. And I'll leave you with this to think about during the break. We'll come back. We have seen the shooting in Florida, the shooting in Las Vegas. Obviously, there's some suspicious things around it. I mean, let's take it on its face. Let's assume it's all real. We've seen the morality of the children and the shooter. We can't legislate morality. We've seen young people call for gun control. It is so un-American to me. What's your feeling from your position, your experience, the importance historically of gun control, and where this is going? I think that's the big question.
Well,
this is a big topic.
Let's start with the Las Vegas shooter, because, you know, I just finished the Bundy trial in Nevada. Thank God we got a good result. The indictment against Cliven Bundy and his sons was dismissed. It wasn't easy, but there was a sheriff involved in that by the name of Joe Lombardo, who was the sheriff that should have kept the federal government, the goons that they sent in to beat the crap out of the Bundy family because they wanted to take the land for Harry Reid and Obama, turn it into a national monument or whatever. But the sheriff is sitting over what went in Las Vegas. Now, how is it after all these months that we don't know?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There are so many people in this country who are fighting and are risking their lives and are pushing as hard as they can to keep this republic together, to keep rightness together, to keep law together. Larry Klayman is one of the foremost of that. Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. He has a petition that he can be the special counsel to investigate, starting with, I guess, the FISA violations and going out from there. And the whole rotten cesspool, he can take one big punch from the Republic of the United States of America and really start to drain this swamp. I mean, really. We obviously put our hopes in what's going on, that there's a new trend. We got to push right now. Larry, why don't you go ahead and finish your thought there before the break, and then I got a question about the bunnies.
I was a little long-winded, but what I was saying was is that this particular sheriff who was there when Stephen Paddock committed this horrendous massacre in Las Vegas several months ago, he's covered up what happened. I believe that Paddock probably is an FBI dual agent informant. He must have been doing a sting. He went off the reservation. He went haywire. but he's one of the Fed's own. And that's neither here nor there, but Lombardo was a witness in the Bundy trials and lied under oath that funds were being pointed in his direction and in the direction of federal government agents. And as a segue to that, the Bundy case was so important because it was the first time in modern American history that American, really brave family that I came really to fall in love with, really, Cliven and his sons, wife and 14 kids, you know, they were preserving their right to ranch the land, and the federal government came in and tried to take it away from them, and protesters came after they saw the Bundy family was being beaten up, cattle killed. They came from around the country. They came armed with their Second Amendment rights. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't point guns at anybody. But eventually they got the federal government to back down. And, of course, later Cliven was indicted by an Obama Justice Department, by Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General. And we fought the law and we won. And we're not done yet. We're going to seeking to have the land declared the land of the people of Nevada, not federal government land. It really does not belong to the federal government. The federal government claims 85% of the land in Nevada. How can you be a state for that? It's not legally correct. But that's why our framers put in the Second Amendment. That's why we have a right to bear arms. That's why, you know, yeah, it's a tragedy to have a school shooting in my home state of Florida. You know, it's heartbreaking. But you're not going to prevent it by taking guns away from people. In fact, if some of those teachers had been armed, if there had been security guards, it probably wouldn't have been as bad as it was.
Let me ask you about the judge in the Bundy case, Navarro. And I became to really, you know, revile her. Eric Parker was part of that trial earlier, the Bundy case earlier trial. In the trial, we had his wife on that said, Navarro said in the court that you could not read from the Constitution. Anybody who did would be taken for contempt of court, the suppression of evidence, the ability to face their accusers. I mean, she was just off the rails, the thing she was doing. Are the Bundys planning on going after Judge Navarro for what they have done in this case?
Well, right now I can't discuss things because of the attorney-client, but I can say this. And I will, you know, whatever happens, I'll be the lawyer that does it. But the federal government, the prosecutors, this acting U.S. Attorney Steve Myra has been removed, committed gross prosecutorial misconduct along with Dan Sheets, his assistant U.S. attorney, and another woman named Ahmed. I always forget her first name. And the judge made reference to that. The Bureau of Land Management, a kill list of the Bundys hanging on their walls with targets with X's on them, disparaged their Mormon faith, which is a fine religion, as bunch of retards and subhuman people. And then you've got the FBI who lied under oath and had snipers inserted into the ranch around the Bundy home trying to trap them before anything happened. That's why when all this came out, Navarro, who is an extremely corrupt judge, she's Harry Reid's hand-picked judge, the hometown newspaper, Las Vegas Review-Journal, said in an editorial she had violated the constitutional rights of Eric Parker, the Bundys, and everybody else, that the prosecutors had a friend, Judge Gloria Navarro. She was forced to dismiss the indictment to save her own skin because she was going down with a sinking ship. And she didn't want her own reputation to go down the drain because she was sitting on top of massive violations of criminal procedure, of prosecutorial misconduct, and criminal behavior by these federal agents. And what's happened to the Bundys with regard to the FBI, the president can identify with, because that same lawlessness is being trained against him. And I hope to get a meeting with President Trump. He asked me if I'd met him yet, with the Bundys. I'm working on that, because he was supportive of ranchers and the Bundys in this campaign. And in fact, he nationalized parts of Utah, Obama nationalized, as he was leaving office. We hope it'll do the same in Nevada.
That whole thing was such a miraculous time. I went to the Bundy Ranch. I interviewed him several times. Just the energy that was there, it was something, you know, you almost get this, I don't want to be too dramatic, but it was almost like 1776. Something magical happened there. Did you get that same kind of feeling? I mean, this was Americana.
It was. And, you know, I saw Cliven more than anyone in the 2 years that he was in prison. I visited him over 25 times in federal prison in Toronto, in Henderson County. And I came, you know, we became like blood brothers. And Cliven is like you and me. He said, he'll risk all. You know, at the end, the prosecutors wanted to let him out of jail with time served. And he told them, if he pled to a felony, he said, I'm not pleading any felony. I'd do anything wrong. You plead to a felony. And you tell it to the jury. And he was willing to do life imprisonment because he believes in the Constitution. This is something about the Mormon faith I learned, that Mormons believe that our Constitution is incorporated into the Book of Mormon, in effect, that it's just as important. They believe in the United States, and they're a tribe of Israel, so it's actually easier to become a Mormon if you're Jewish. They conferred, interestingly enough. Cliven's grandfather was named Levitt. That's a Jewish name. So it's not that they're slighting Israel, but they believe that the United States is the promised land. So they're willing to risk their lives for the Constitution. And that's true not just of Cliven, but his sons Ryan, Abbott, Dave, Mel, and his wife Carol, kind of like Abigail Adams in the Revolutionary War times. They kept the ranch afloat with the women in the family while all the men were in prison. It's an unbelievable story.
Wow.
And when Cliven was freed, and we were all there, there were tears running down our faces. And Cliven came out. He looked at the sky, and he saw it was raining. And he said, this is a good omen from the Heavenly Father, the Mormons call God. And, you know, because ranchers need water to raise their cattle.
Wow. Larry, that's the music. We're to the end of the interview. FreedomWatchUSA.org is the website. Please, let's get Larry in front of Trump. Let's get him as a special counsel, special prosecutor here. Let's get this done. Larry, this is a cell phone. I'm going to text you later on today. I just want to tell you thank you. I'm going to text you again. Thank you. I mean, I am with you. We are with you here, my friend.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Godspeed, and I pronounce protection upon you, and may your mission be true. God bless you, my friend. God bless you, everybody. We're in this fight. I mean, this is it. We're going to do this. Stay tuned. We're going to make this happen. God bless you, everybody.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.